Okay, now let the games begin, guys.
All right, everybody. Welcome to yet another chat at Marge Dussay's official Yahoo Club, starring your wonderful hostess, actress Marge Dussay.
Thank you.
Please do say whatever you'd like to say to Marge Dussay. Ask whatever you want to know. Remember to press the talk button when you talk and hold it the whole time. And don't use the hands-free button. It'll leave your microphone on the whole time, and we really don't need to hear about your little one's clean underwear when Marge is talking to somebody. Rudeness won't be tolerated. Anybody who's a crackpot or a nut job will be put on ignore. Now here's the important part. This chat is being recorded, and portions will be rebroadcast on the web. Participation in this chat implies your agreement to the recording of your voice for possible future use in a web rebroadcast. Any authorized duplication and distribution of this chat is strictly prohibited. We hope everybody has a fabulous time. Thanks for coming. Now here's your moderator, whose name is Each.
Thank you very much. Hello there, Marge.
Hello, everybody.
Should we do the contest first?
Hey, EJ, get it going, because I may win.
But you cheat. Vanessa always cheats. Got the question ready? And our studio announcer, so...
I'm still not being paid for any of this stuff. Okay, here's a brand new feature of Marge's chat.
Not your mind.
Fair is fair. It's a contest. We have a genuine autographed Marge Dussay golf visor to give away. Now listen to the rules, because you don't say this, you type this, okay? The visor is going to be given to the first person who correctly types in the answer to the question. Remember, don't yell out the answer, type it in. Here we go. For the free autographed Marge Dussay golf visor. The character of Vanessa on All My Children is based on a very famous character in a well-known true Hollywood story type of movie. What is the name of that movie? Remember, type it, don't say it. Go.
Do.
You got it.
Okay, Mommy's the winner of the visor.
Woohoo! And who won? Tell me.
Mommy JCR is the winner.
Congratulations! You have a visor with real sweat on it. No, just kidding. I'll send you a clean one. How did you know that?
I was actually just reading an article about Joan Crawford not even a week ago.
Well, now there's the mother Vanessa should aspire to, don't you think?
Well, Vanessa knows how to pluck her eyebrows, at least.
Vanessa has someone else pluck them. Palmer plucks her eyebrows. That's a fun little game we do at home.
Brings a tear to my eye, I'll tell you. Carla, out there in Oregon, what do you have to say to Marge this time? You're up.
Okay, hi, Marge. I know you've heard this a lot, but I do want to say thank you again for taking time out of your busy, busy schedule to be here with us. It's wonderful. You're one in a million. I don't have a song for you this time like I did last time, but I do have a question. My question for you is, not everybody is as lucky to fulfill their dreams in life. Mine was to be a professional dancer on Broadway. If you weren't to become a TV star, what else would you have liked to done?
I didn't get to fulfill all my dreams either. But dancing I could never have done because I was always a klutz.
Won't dance, can't make him. Members wanted to know what character, movie or TV, would you say you are most like on TV now or in a movie?
You mean me personally? Who am I personally like? My daughter probably thinks I'm more like Blair's mother. You know, sort of a nice dingbat. Tolerable dingbat. A loving dingbat, but a tolerable dingbat.
You sound good, sis. Go ahead.
Hi, sweetie. Pamela Capwell, whoever brought that up. I love that character. Did you like the way she ended? I love that she went wacko. It's kind of the way I really felt when I ended that.
Hi, Marge. This is Mercedes. It was great seeing you on the show today. It's been a long time. But tell me, what does Vanessa hope to gain by Leo marrying somebody with some money? He's not going to give you none.
Oh, she's such a dreamer. She wants him to be set up just in case. There's always an added insurance policy, you know. And she's just terrified that she will... She has the true bag lady syndrome. So, and besides that, she wants control. What mother doesn't?
Right. And so your brows do look better than Joan Crawford's. But my question is, if you had to look at a primetime role right now that's currently on TV, what character would you like to put your Marge spin on?
Ooh, that's a good question. On primetime TV, well, I think that playing the character on Will and Grace, the one that works for her, that would be so much Karen. That would be so much fun. I wish they'd create another character like her for some mother role somewhere.
Oh, she is a gas anyway, so.
Do you have a question for Marge, J. Brown? Ah, she's a typer. Hey, can Janice hear me? If she doesn't have a microphone, I'll type her a note. Janice Brown, okay?
She can hear just fine.
Janice! Hi there! Good to hear from you. You and the smiling face. Somebody put up their number two fan. That means I have two. That's great. That's one more than last week.
I asked Kathy if she was in a talkative mood and had anything to say to you tonight. She says it requires thought.
She's my sister. She can't stand me. Don't push it, EJ. Hi, Kathy. I'm sorry for everything I did to you when you were littler than me.
Nice try there. We'll see if that works. My question for you is, who is your favorite sister?
Well, I'm sure Marianne hasn't learned to get online yet, so of course you are. And if you talk to Marianne, don't tell her.
Get that in before she learned how to get online.
All righty. R.S. Angel, want to know if you're going to Super Soaks weekend?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been invited. We have to wait and see who cancels. Unless I call Mr. Eisner personally. But if I go, would they give me time to take some of the rides? Tower of Terror? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. In your dreams. I would rather hang upside down out my window on the night floor.
Sleeping Beauty. Let's wake her up to get a question to you.
I'm awake. Marge, is there ever a chance of seeing you do a comedy routine?
I would love to do it sometimes. In fact, I'm thinking of putting together a cabaret act that is comedy singing cabaret. And if I do that, will you come see it and pretend you like it?
Of course.
Gabby, if you tell any more secrets.
You go get them, girlfriend.
It's your turn, Starbini.
Hey, Starbini in Indiana. I used to live in Indiana on Lake Maxinkucky. 9 summers in a row. And used to swim and take a boat out, and no one would come near me. I was quite a boater.
Okay. I've got a question. And the survey says, Richard Dawson. What can you tell us about Richard Dawson or Bob Crane and the Hogan's Heroes guys?
Well, I will tell you, Richard Dawson I didn't have that many scenes with, although he was very nice. I loved everybody on Hogan's Heroes. And Clink was a jewel. And I used to see him here until he died this year at a lot of the Academy screenings. He and his lovely wife, and he was so wonderful. But Bob Crane, I must tell you, had the softest lips. We did get to kiss. And Schultz's weren't bad either. I got to put the make on Schultz in one episode. And so they were the most fun to do. They were just a gas, a roar, just incredible. And great people, great producers, great memories from them.
Okay, Sandy Strider is here. She does Vincent Irizarry's official website. Type away, Sandy. What do you want to say to Marge?
Come on, Sandy, type it in. Give me a real stinger question, okay? Something I won't answer. As to Vincent, yes, I do. We just did one on Tuesday. Another scene where, you know, he rebuffs me. But I do love him so dearly. He just doesn't understand me at all.
Dreamer, Lindsay wants to know if Vanessa's going to break up Laura and Leo.
If she's worth her salt at all, she of course will. She can't stand for anyone else to be happier than she is. And, you know, Greenlee does have more money and a better heart. Yeah, I think I should adopt Greenlee. and finally make her happy. I'd be the perfect mother, don't you think? I love her on all my children now. I just, that character's so perfect for her.
Okie dokie. Margie's turn. Go ahead in Iowa, Kansas.
I live in Iowa. That's okay. Now, Marge, in your profession, I realize you've met a lot of people in your dealings. Is there anybody that made an impression on your life?
If you're talking about famous, there were some unfamous people, like my second husband. Just kidding. He made quite an impression on my life. But as far as in the business, there were a number of people who were just joyous. Buddy Ebsen was probably the kindest, most creative, able person I know, and has been the kindest to me. And he's just, that man deserves so much respect. I just love him dearly. He impressed me like crazy. And William Holden was also such a kind person and actor. It really startled me how giving he was. And never forgot that, because he was a big, big movie star. And when I did the film Breezy with him, and Clint Eastwood directed it, and there's another sweet, sweet man I just adore, who's kind. And, it taught me you can be kind in this business. And you didn't have to be gruff and nervous and neurotic and all that. So these were people that were big enough to be that kind, and they really impressed me. I was very lucky. Also, Gregory Peck, another gentleman, another quite and lovely gentleman, and the best skin.
Oh, Pettis finally has her question ready for you. Where's Palmer?
Palmer would like to know where Palmer is, too. Palmer, literally. James has been in Europe, and James has been in California, and he's saying, when am I going to come back and start harassing you again? And I'm saying the same thing. We want to get together and play on our show again. So we're waiting. We're all waiting for this new writer to see what his brilliant schemes are.
Okay, then I'll give you an easy one. Let's see. Between da-da-da-da-da-da, Jack Lord and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, Mike Connors, who used more hairspray between the two?
Jack always needed more hairspray than me. He needed more mirrors, more hairspray. But he was a better artist than I was, too. You know, he was a brilliant artist and a sweet man. You know what? Jack Lord was one of the few leads in a series that ever wrote you a thank you note after you guested on his show. I've never received another thank you note from any other lead star when you guested. Isn't that incredible? It's a very nice story about him. Hawaii 5-0, Jack Lord. The big waves. It gets you sick watching the top of that show saying, I'm going to die. Fear of swimming.
Hey, Marge, this is Steve. As you very well know, she usually has me sitting in the background here playing technical advisor. But traveling around the country to the various events, I've been lucky enough to meet quite a few of the folks on the show. And the one that really impressed me as being a really nice, sincere young person was Cameron Matheson. I'm curious as to whether or not my impression was right. He just seemed like a heck of a nice guy. Is he?
Oh, no, not at all. He's not only gorgeous, he is a sweetheart. You know that he's a scratch golfer. So we talk about, I have an excuse, I can talk to him about golf. And he is always a gentleman, just the sweetest thing. I don't know of anyone who doesn't like him. And our makeup and hair people swoon. I mean, they see him every day and they swoon. So, even up close, he's pretty darn good. So I can't even tease about him. He's too good. I know he's a great skier, too. He's a fantastic. There isn't anything the young man's not good at, except asking me for a drink.
Kimber's had a question up. This looks interesting. I read that Mike O'Leary played a joke on you. Did you ever meet the handsome guy that you thought the note was from?
No, but he almost made me introduce myself. I turned around, and the poor stewardess was put up to it, and he said this glowing note. He saw me coming out of the ladies' room in the airport boarding the plane and was fascinated with me and wanted to send me a drink. And it was a weird kind of on a mixed drink. So for about 10, 20 seconds, my heart leaped in and I thought, oh no. Oh no. And I called his wife immediately, of course. She said, don't bother me about him.
I skipped Mercedes before, so I'm going to give her a double shot. Besides, she's funny. Go ahead. Go ahead, girl.
Arch, I just want to thank you for coming in again. I'm so glad that Roger, he can't get nothing from nobody, and don't you give him nothing.
Nobody gives poor Vanessa anything. She has to lie and cheat and steal for it.
But I still love Vanessa, and I love her son, too, her older one.
Yes, David's a hunk, isn't he? He's a mean hunk, though. He's so nasty to me all the time. Just had another nasty scene this Tuesday. All he is nasty to me. I'm getting tired of it. I want respect. Need. Need is the key word here. Need or want? Need, want, there's a big difference. I gotta talk to my shrink. So, qu'est-ce que c'est la question? See, I can speak a little French. Qu'est-ce que c'est la question? Oh, oui, oui.
Marge, I had a question. I liked your Soap and Depth article that was just out recently with you. And I was curious, in the article it talks about you golfing like a woman, and I was curious if you could explain a little bit to us. I was out miniature golfing just the other night with my daughter, and as I went to putt, I was thinking, okay, how can I golf like a woman?
What you do is you get an opportunity to tell your husband, I want a better wardrobe. You charge more. No, there's a way that men are taught with a lot of technical knowledge, and then but the way that Debbie Steinbach teaches is let's get you to know how you feel hitting the ball, and you work through feelings, which is a way that women seem to learn with much more relaxation. And so that was the impetus of that kind of article, that take the pressure off, because, you know, it's just like if you take driving lessons from your husband, there's a lot of, you get very nervous. Well, you need to take the pressure off of golf, too, because there are certain things that are technical. But if you get the feel, we pick up on it better, it seems to me. Do I ever sing karaoke? Embarrassingly so. Yes, I love it. You can't get me out. They're dragging me. They're handcuffing me. Hey, you didn't write that note about somebody dropping an olive in a vodka and orange juice? Sacrilegious. Sister, did I tell you you could leave the room? You have to put your hand up first.
Oh, it's crying time again. They're gonna leave us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for dropping in. I really appreciate it. Take care.